NDC is not in crisis. I don't think that this is the first time in the history of the world
that a sitting president is being challenged by others. In fact, it has happened in America where you are.
It happened in our next door neighbor, Nigeria. It happened. It happened in several places. So it is not any signal that NDC is in crisis. That is one. Two, it also tells us that Ghana, the democracy has gone. Democracy has given up. Democracy has come to a level where we can all now say that people are free to express themselves within the limits of the law. So, if today people are challenging the president, that is to, it's not anything that NDC is in crisis.
Baba, some members of the NDC I spoke with expressed concern that the challenge of President Mills could potentially weaken him ahead of next year's general elections. What do you say to that?
If people make this argument, I laugh at it. Because by challenging the president, it doesn't necessarily follow that it is going to weaken him. If that's what we are saying, then all system MPs that are being challenged by others, they cannot win their seat again. It doesn't follow like that. People have their right. It may even strengthen the president. Let the president sit up and do what is right. So I think that it will rather strengthen the president instead of weakening him.
Some of the NDC foot soldiers have expressed concern that setting ideals are not being espoused within the NDC. And they are saying, from what they see, the NDC is not as strong as they anticipated it to be. And that is why they said the NDC seemed to be imploding. What do you say to that?
My brother, people have their own ideas and understanding of what an ideology is. Somebody may agree with you when you say NDC is not as far as the ideology. But I can assure you that from what we know, I've been the deputy general secretary of the Big Party for 8 years. And I believe the president is living up to the principles of the party. Like, by one, ensuring peace in the country. Two, unifying the country. Three, being a symbol of humility and commitment for this nation. Investing so much in the youth and trusting the youth with more responsibility to stand on their own. And the ideas of the party. Integrity. The president is somebody you cannot even describe him with corruption. It won't get sick. That is the, and honesty. The president expresses strong honesty. This is the principles of which NDC stands. So if anybody says that the NDC is not indigenous. Yes, I would say that people have their own ideas, but I think that the NDC is doing what is right and led by the president today.
Are you happy with the recent development or the latest development within the rank and file of the top leadership ahead of next year's election?
You see, I said that Nana Akufo-Addo is not breaking any law. Anybody is not breaking any law if they desire to contest the president. But in my personal opinion, I don't agree with them because I think that it is morally wrong. It's morally wrong for anybody to want to challenge the president today. That is what I am against. So in that light, I will say that I don't agree with people who want to challenge the president. But that does not make me feel sad. No. I think that it is a healthy development. People have to learn to agree and disagree with people without necessarily resorting to discourse and aggression. I think that what is happening in this country is going to be a good example for future development of democracy in this country.